You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The halacha quotes that a zar, any Israel, goes ahead and does Birkas Kohanim, Yisrofer Bivitzas Ese. So he quotes, I wish the Mura Shekasal, but he let cause the Davkel by Kavitz of Sikhus Kavona. So he says, the only time you assume that a zar that gives the mandova tzichas kavona, he says that a zar is over b'mitzvah if he is bechaven to give a brocha. So he says that's only because mitzvah tzichas kavona, because mitzvah is lot tzichas kavona, any brocha should be also. So he says if that's the case, that a zar cannot give a brocha because kohanim should tmoah min hagoyim shnoyim levarech echel chavir mishukoy mishuzat mishu melavi oisuf brocha levarecha. There was a minhag that when people were melavi, when people accompanied somebody outside of the city, and he would give him a brocha because kohanim levarechacha. And the chayr, if you give a brocha, it's an isur. Ve'avdi brocha kezu shelo bishasat tefila. Even though that bracha that's given by Israel is shalom b'shasat tefila ve'yaduah mashisa b'Yerushalmi perek dalet etayinis l'matzit b'shias kapayim b'loi tefila, even though the Yerushalmi says that always the shias kapayim has to be b'tefila, halo zeh b'vader atakant terabona, that the shias that b'rikas kohanim has to be b'tefila is only terabona. Why? The kavu b'tefila. The b'doraisa no tole b'zeklal. You realize that b'rikas kohanim is not tole b'tefila. Tefila is only the rabbanon. So therefore, if you are yoitzed the birkas kohanim, be the raisa shalom b'shasat tefila. Ve'azeh omra tuera temvelo izorim. The pasuk says atemvelo izorim. Heach mutar lezarim. Varechad chaver broshute. And how are you allowed to give a brocha to somebody beloshen yivarechacha? So he says the biraloche yesh rayam mina goyim lahodik kavon mitzvahs kavona. So you see, al korchach must be because we paskin must be that we inherently paskin mitzvahs kavona, and therefore if you give a fazar, if you say a goodbye brocha using yivarechacha, since you're not mechamin to the mitzvah, there's no issue. But the ulish latam the binem shulis like a bach, but maybe it's another reason. Maybe we hold like the bach. The dafka be priest yes yadayim over hazar beese. The only time a zar is over the mitzvah ese, the isur ese of atem veloizorim, is only if he's priest as kapayim, only if he extends his hands. But inami, so here could be there is no priest as yadayim, so therefore there's no issue. Inami, kiva di kinder abor shul itzak kavur shlo tefila shuv yoshev et fimelo shuv because kohen blo tefila ben koin misol have kibe chav mifir shlo lekayim baze amita because kohen lachen shori. Or perhaps there's a different reason. Since Chazal were mesaken that you have to do because kohen bishas tefila, if you do shaloi bishas tefila, even though the rabbanon, there is a presumption that you have a mebrocha, you mechaven not to be yoitza. So says the Biralocha, the only heter that he sees that people give a brocha ivarechacha, even though they're Israelim, is one of two things. Either because bishast tefila is atakanta derabonan, and therefore if he does shaloi bishast tefila, there's a presumption that he doesn't want to be yoitze. And a kavona negdis, if you have a kavona, the Kabinyan says you have a kavona not to be yoitze, for sure not yoitze. Or perhaps we hold the bishast tefila kavona, so not having a kavona doesn't become an issue, or you need the priestess yadayim. But he says the fact that there is a Yerushalmi that holds because Kohanim needs to be with tefillah must be the Rabbanan. Why? Because tefillah itself is the Rabbanan. So he can't say that's the Raisa. On that, there is a Givaldik Emek Brocha. The Megber Brocha says the following. Nisiyas Kapayim says the Megbrocha, Ein noisim skapim pochim sodik. More Megillah's quotes that you need a minyan for Birkas Kohanim. Kosavaran, hadei ba'inan gam nishas kapayim masora. Why do you need a minyan? Homishum din dova shebiktusha. Because like every dova shebiktusha needs a minyan. The alfina kosavorches b'nei Yisrael b'dikdash b'soich b'nei Yisrael. The b'nei Yisrael means from the kdash to b'soich b'nei Yisrael called shebidush lepochim asora. So it's a din of dova shebiktusha that you need asora. Because of Mio Kohane Smachta Be'almanin, but he says the fact that you need a minyan is only the Rabbanan. The Ikar Din called Dovash Mikdush Rabbanan, because this idea that you need a minyan, this concept is only the Rabbanan. So the fact that you need a minyan for Birkas Kohanim says the Ran is only the Rabbanan. The Rashba So there's a different reason why he didn't mean it. Because since you're masking Shem Shemayim in the Mikdash, you're masking Mamish the Shem. So therefore, since you're masking the Shem Berabim and it's an allusion to the Shem Amforash, you don't need Pochas Nasora. The same way Birkas Azimun B'Shem needs Asora, every time you do Berabim, Shem Shomayim, you need Asora. Only Divreim needs a bit of rice, or a bit of clay, says Kabbalah. So says the Bebrocha, if this is the din that you need a Sora, either because it's Dovah Shabikdusha, or a separate reason, you need it because of Kvoid Hashem, that's all the Rabbana. There is a din that Nisiyas Kapayim has to be Bishas Avoida. You can't do Nisiyas Kapayim stamp. It's only Bishas Avoida. You see that a Koyin that did not go up to Sibirkas Kohanim by Retze, which is the Avoida, he doesn't go anymore. It doesn't go. Shenemar Vaisa Aaron Nisiyoda Velam. As you see, the Aaron HaKohen did while he was making the korban. See, the Birkas Kohanim was while he was doing the avoida. And Toisus holds that not korban yochid doesn't require, you cannot see Birkas Kohanim. Birkas Kohanim has to be the avoida satzibur. Dumia divayisa Aaron. That was always Bishasa Krovasatomi, Kitit Namasakas Toberke, or when he says Kapayim Bigbul in the Lekka Voidas Korban. So says the Megrocha. Now, what happens Bigbuli? There is no Avoida. So how can you say Birkas Kohanim? So there are Tfile Bimokum Avoida. The Tfile is Mokum Avoida, and says the Megrocha, very different than the Bir Alocha, v'zeh mi deoraisa. That din avoid is deoraisa. Okay, the isa behedia, v'sivi behed, the gam bigvuli, and says, come on, the sias kapayim is deoraisa, bigvuli. The same way the misamigdash has to be shas avoida, bigvuli, which is deoraisa. And the sifrei says, the bikas kohanim, bigvuli is deoraisa. Deoraisa is only shas avoida. Veshomati mikvoid moiri verabi agoved mitbriskus shlita, meaning he heard from Skrov, Veshem ovi moran agrach, and he says something. Sheechad, actually, somebody asked the kash of the Biralocha, la soivim the tefillah and the rabbonah, if you hold the tefillah is only the rabbonah, echi tochen the siska five mikvoid the raisa. One second. If tefillah is the rabbonah, and you're telling me the midoraisa, you can only see birkas kohanim bishas avoida, so how can you have mikvoli? Tefillah is only the Rabbanan. Haleka avoida. The Tirets, look at what Rav Chaim says. Rav Chaim is unbelievable. After so even tefillah the Rabbanan, even if you hold the tefillah the Rabbanan, hainu davka choiva sa tefillah. Choiva, the obligation to davka the Rabbanan. The midoraisa leka chiv lispal. There's no obligation to mispal. Avalanina tefillah, but the tefillah should be avoida. Have a midoraisa. That's a chavta deraisa. Lekule alma. So in other words, you don't have to daven. But if you daven, the fact that davening has a din of avoida, that's the deraisa. That's the deraisa because you see that the always a mispalo, and for some reason tefillah has a din of avoida. Leov toim bechol levavchem. Chazal learned over the Bechol Levavchem is Tefillah. So that's the Raisa. We mispal or shab and mikam it's a Raisa. If you daven, you don't have an obligation to daven, but you make a mitzvah. We mikri avoid and that's an avoida. We imken. Nimtza lifisa v'dorasa v'ni asor. So the word is like this. You don't have to daven. But you can only say Nisiyas Kapayim, Bishas Avoida. So Bishas Avoida, and Toysi says Avoida Satzibur. And therefore you have to daven to be able to say Tfilah Nisiyas Kapayim. So Nisiyas Kapayim, he said Mishasa Tfilah. And the reason why he says Mishasa Tfilah is to be a voida, and that's the rice. V'nire Mishasa Tzibur, and Tzorich Hasol Mishasa Tfilah, Tzobur Nisiyas Kapayim. Says the Evgroch, according to this, if you need, why do we need the Nisiyas Kapayim? Why do you need a Sora? So we just explain, either because of Dovah Shebikdusha, or because of Haskoras Hashem, and now, he's saying the word is bisha, not like the Rosh Hashanah, but because you have to be bishas avoida, and avoida is only avoida satzibur is tefillah. So he says there was nafkimina. Sagt er, Elotzorich, der Sora, Bishasat, Filat, Somuch, Linisches Kapayim. You only have a minion until before Nisies Kapayim, because the Nisies Kapayim, Birkas Kohanim, has to come from Avoida, right? Vayered Vyasuis. Once the Avoida, once you say Retze, which is the Avoida, and the Kohanim go there, you don't need a Sora by Nisies Kapayim. Aval Bishasi, Prime Amis, Lotzorich, so you don't need a minion by Birkas Kohanim. So if you have people who have to catch a train, as long as they have a minion before Birkas Kohanim, that's okay. But if you hold like the other Rishonim that you, the reason you need it is because of Hashem Kedusha or because of Oskaras Hashem, Tzorich became the Asor. You need also Asorah. And he says very gishmak. He says that we are nafkimina, right? Because you know that nafkimina ledina. Linya had the mivor kam Yerushalm kepasa b'shchanoruch. Linya kosh b'kedusha b'tchilu b'asor v'yosim k'tzotzim b'gomim filu pochus b'asor. We know the halacha is that if you start shmoneser chazor sashatz, and you had a minyan when you started, you complete it, even if you don't have a minyan. But if you don't have a minyan by Retze, says it, then you can't, it's not a void as a tzibur. And if it's not a void as a tzibur, you can't just kapayim. So if they have a chile chazos ha-shas, the inyit chil be always basora, if you start it always with 10 people, the techev yotzu miktsosan, and people leave, so tell the goyim to call a tefillah, but sorry, don't need to have a minyan to finish it. That's only to say kaddish, to say kedusha, and to say moedim. It's not called tefillah tzibur. You need 10 people to daven. Because a chav tefillah tzibur, you need in the entire shmoneser to have 10 people. How is tefillah tzibur, which is the mokom avoid? That's what he's learning. Echad mispalo v'akol shoymim. One davens and everybody listens. Ve'in oisim kin b'pochus v'asor g'doylim u'b'nechoyim v'shar tzach. You need 10 people and the shlech tzibur is included. V'afilu mikzoshu shekvar ispalo l'mishlim l'asor. Even if you have already people who daven, that could count it. V'ushor shepalim sisi b'firu that you need 10 people to be part of it. That's why the minhag of some people that you have mamish 10 people to listen. But the word is, that's called avoidas tzibur, okay? And this is very important. So he says beferush, here the second line, if you started shmoneser, you had 10 people, and people left. So you can't say, because kohanim, so you need avoidas tzibur to have Nisias Kapayim. And the question that remains here is something givaldic. First of all, why we need Avoida? Why the Din the Raisa Nisias Kapayim is only Bishas Avoida? It has to be the Avoida. It doesn't have to be Bishas Avoida. The Avoida has to lead into it. I told you, that's why you don't need a Sora of Nisias Kapayim. And the question is also, why is need the Raisa Tfila Avoida? I said, why is that called the din avoida midraisa? It comes out the din avoida of the bechol evavchem. And Chazal say, ezi avoida shibalev means avoida mamish. The same way that there is avoida of kohanim, there is avoida satzibur. Midraisa is a din avoida. What's the pshad that feel is din avoida midraisa? The posh pshad, he says, we love the bechol evavchem is to serve a kodesh bochum. You could serve a kodesh bochum. And you could serve a Kodesh Boch with Korbanes. He's saying, no, of the Bechol Vavchem is a Chavtz of Avoida. Today, we don't have Korbanes, but the Avoida of Korbanes we have. And that's Tfila, and that's Avoida, it's a Korbanes, the Raisa, to the point that's Mechaim Birkas Kohanim. What does that mean that that's called Avoida? And that makes a big nafkimina, because now it makes a lot of sense. The Kash with the Biraloch, how can you give a Birkas Kohanim to somebody to say a goodbye, that's fine, because it can be the rice as Bishas avoided to have a Shem Birkas Kohanim, and avoid is all Bishas Tfila. Ah, the Bura Locha asked, Tfila is on the Rabbanan, says Reb Chaim, the Chi of Tfila is the Rabbanan, but the Chavtza, the Tfila is a Chavtza of avoida, that's the rice. How is it a Chavtza, the rice, and why in the world do you need a avoida to do it? It's not avoida itself, right? It has to be bishas avoida, because I told you, bishas, bishas kapayim, says the broch, you don't need a sora. But it has to come from avoida, which means by retse, you need to have a bunch of code. You need to have a minyan, but you don't have to have a minyan in the rest. And the question is, why not? Now, the Rebbechon Nerd is saying, right, we know this machlokes arishonim. If only once a day you need by korban atomid, or you need by every korban tzibur, you have the ability to say. But be as it may, even one korban, all the korbanos, you need avoida. And the question is, why? Okay, that's question number one. Now let's question number two. Let's see all the questions they are here, because there are a lot of questions that I want to go through. The Noida Bihuda says the following. Me'ata hadovar poshut. The Noida Bihuda adds and he says, is something poshut. Shegam nishyes kapayim me'akim b'diavet. He says what Bior Halacha quoted before, that you need to raise your hands mid-oraisa. Even b'diavet is me'akim. If you gave nishyes kapayim without raising your hands, it's gornish. She'arei kechada kadelinu aram b'shchanor. Because b'shchanor puts this halacha of nishyes kapayim together with all the halachas of Birkas Kohanim, Loshen Aramba, Berik Yudal Michos Tfil Loch Yudal, Kach Lomdu Bipi Ashmua. This is the tradition that we have. Mimoshe Rabbeinu, Koi Sevorchu Bamida, has to be standing. Koi Sevorchu Benisias Kapayim. Koi Sevorchu means Mialoch Rameshavi Sinai, has to be with raised hands. Koi Sevorchu Beloshen HaKoidesh. Koi Sevorchu Ponim Kereget Ponim. And then there is a koisevorch that you need to use the shema mefoirash, and that we who shiye bemikdash at kal shel Rambam. The gam kan shoga bal shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov is by makes a mistake. Shkia Rabba sheasov shevashe siyem Rama. The shvus Yaakov was the view that what the Rambam writes who shiye bemikdash. He thought that it refers to all the halachas. Be'amida is only in the Beis HaMikdash. So, that's not true. The halachas of Birkas Kohanim, which is the rice of Mikvuni, only Bishas Avoida, the fact that you have to stand, and you have to say B'loshan HaKoidish, Ponim Kereget Ponim, and in addition to it, B'nisiyas Kapayim, relates to everything else. Only B'shem HaMfoirash, Al Zehit Namushe B'Mikdash, that's only B'Mikdash. B'Dover Zeposh B'Sugi Dafsuki, it's clearly for the Gosoita and Davlamit Ches, that clearly the only thing that's B'Mikdash unique is the Shem HaMfoirash. V'Lichoyra, Zokter, B'em Es HaDover Tzorich Tam. So he says, doesn't make sense. Why is it the Raisa? This is Kapayim. This Lama Amida, the fact that you have to stand, Me'akav Afilu Diyev, Dekish Avoida, because that's an Avoida, right? This is Mishas Avoida, Avoida has to be standing. So here has to be standing also, but this is Kapayim, Lama Me'akav, why do you have to raise your hands? Why is that Me'akav? Harel Shar Dvor, Me'kish Avoid As Machto, and everything else is the Rabbonin. The white dish with the rice. Because there is the gzera shova that we learn avoida legabe standing is the same thing. The same way Aaron did it, which is vayisa Aaron is yodav elam. So raising your hands is also the rice. And the question is, why raising your hands? What does that make sense that that's the rice? First of all, we just asked why Bishas Avoida? Why Stfil Avoida? And why now there's a Din Deraisa that's learned from the same Seder Avoida that has to be Benisias Kapayim? Why? That's question number two. Question number three, the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes, B'Sidur Rav Amram calls to Parshas Birkas Kohanim Bechal Birkas HaTorah. Our minhag that we say Birkas HaTorah, we say the Parsha of Nisias Kapayim Efer Birkas HaTorah, we say this before Parshas Atomi. That's the minhag, that's the sidur of Avraham Groen. Zokter ve'atam, sha'anoim in Parshas Birkas Kohanim. Why do we mean Birkas Kohanim after Birkas HaTorah? Nire, shumishnei she'an shimishma yoim and moitza v'chol boker. We just heard it, right? B'shas avoidas atomi, the Mishnah says, they say Birkas Kohanim. Machloikes on siyar korbonas. By Tomi, if we should said it, u'kmo she'kos atois v'so v'kam di brochas. So therefore, we say right next to Parshas Atomi to have the idea of Birkas Kohanim together with the Parshas Atomi. That's the Beis Yosef. And the Bach asks, Kodesh Parshas Atomi, Chuli Kosova Beis Yosef, Atam Shum Birkas Kohanim, Nir Shum Shum Shal Shavit Shavit B'Chol Moker. Okay. Umikol Mokum Koshes. So asks the Bach, that doesn't make sense. Lame Hikdimu Le'omra Koide Parshas Atomi. If that's the reason, they should have said Birkas Kohanim after Parshas Atomi. I told you, Avoida leads into Birkas Kohanim. Here in our case, Birkas Kohanim is before. Says, doesn't make any sense. The reason why the Rambam go and hold that we see Birkas Kohanim right after Birkas HaTorah is because we need to have some kind of learning right after the Brochas. That's the Shita Satarfatim. So Parshas Atomi cannot be used as Dvar Torah because it was not said to be said as a form of learning, but just as bimokom akorbonis. Al ken iktimu birkas kohanim yilosh b'shum kriya oim u'moishad. We say birkas kohanim to say that we're saying them with toiras toira. Ve'avelei koire alatur miyad. That we are gaining something that we're able to be koire le'altar. Right? Now, why is there? So, ve'avelei koire alatur miyad achar abrocha. De'ashtaf hiru yilech lasoke. Ve'achar ke yas chilim. Therefore, even a person said, because after he goes to do some business or do whatever, le'achar kamashuz lo avi hafsik, not hafsik, because he said some kind of learning. And the learning is, what you call it, the learning that was chosen, not specifically, Birkas Kohanim. That's why we say Birkas Kohanim to be yoyel as a dvar Torah after the learning, after the brocha. We don't say Parshas Atomit, so you say Birkas Kohanim. And the question is, and then we say, "Vegam kosu be'macher because kohanim." After because kohanim, we say in regular learning, right? Elu dvorim shelem shiur ubraisa deelu dvorim shadam v'chapir esem kushe kosu tez b'shevatarfad. So Chazal established, and that's Avraham Gloin established, Birkas Kohanim as the form of learning. So now let it be sure that the reason we say it is because you said because Kohanim together with the Korban Atomit, because otherwise, says the Bach, because Kohanim should have been before Hakrovas Atomit, afterwards. Why is it before? Because that's a form of Torah. And the question is, why the Divrei Torah that we use is specifically because Kohanim? Why is it because Kohanim? Okay, so that's question number three. And I'm going to ask a question number four that I think is so important. So the going in Kol Yo embraces Perchofei Potskvav says, Nia Pilakshim Ashal Avram. So Pirush Rashi, Ha Pilakshim Choser Ksiv. Why does it say Pilakshim without a Yud? Ha Pilakshim Ashal Avram. Shlai Sal Pilegesh Achad. Because Avram Yerim had only one Pilegesh, which is Hogar. The Akata says, Rabbi Yomayin Bo Amem, Kivir Shal Loshin Yochid. If it's Loshin Yochid, so be, should have been the Nia Pilegesh. He says Pilakshim without you to tell me that there's only one. But why does he say the mem? V'yesh levayer, the chlal with the noshim b'ksuva Pilakshim b'loksuva, says the Gro. This is like Rashi Shita, the noshim, wives have ksuva, and the difference, what makes Pilakshim unique is because they have no ksuva. K'mo shekosav Rashi zal b'gemore. V'in ish v'isha nichal b'shem yud and hey. Ish v'isha has the yud and the hey. Uksuba vav hei. Ksuba is ksav vav hei. So the ksuba is the vav hei. V'u shem avaye. Nimtza, that's a pilakshim, the chosev em ksuba. So the pilakshim, which are missing the ksuba, imken Hashem nechlak. So you see that the shem is only half, because you have only ish v'isha. By pilakshim, is missing the vav hei. Ki chosev bo vav hei. V'zeo pilakshim, that's what pilakshim means without yud. Plag Shem is half a name. Half a name of Kudosh Baruch Hu. Bnei Pilakshim. Pilegesh is called Pilegesh because it's Choser the Shem. It's Yud Kei without the Vav Hei. Okay? And the question is, okay, Ish V'Isha, Yud and Hei makes sense. The Yud and the Hei we spoke so many times. But why Ksuba, Ksov Vav Hei? What does he have Vav Hei to do with Ksuba? You're right. It's very gishmak. The ksuba has a vav and a hey, and therefore somebody who doesn't have ksuba is a pilakshim, right? Is missing a plag shem. Very gishmak. But why is ksuba vav hey? What does ksuba have to do with vav hey? And one more question. So we're going to have five questions this week. The Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos says like this: Kol mitzvah shekibulim biktota. Every mitzvah that was done with fighting, kigon arayas, like arayas, kidichsi vayishma moishe sam boichel mishmoich hazikish b'koysof, because they were crying, meaning something they didn't take so easy. Adain oisimot biktota. So the concept of breaking the arayas, which means the kiddushin, is always done biktota. The leka ksuba de lo rav batigra. There is no ksuba without a fight. right? So every shidduch, we know there is always headaches. And the reason is because they didn't do right. And the question is, so kiddushin to be done, right? Because the iske arayis, they had a problem with. So till today, it's not like bris mila, is a bir mitzvah that we do biktoto, specifically ksuba. The less ksuba, the lo ramu batigra. Why ksuba? Why specifically ksuba?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Interesting. Why is because kohanim davka by avoida? How is tefillah chafetz of avoida deraisa? So there's no korbon, but there's avoida deraisa. What does it make it avoida like avoida as a korbon? It's not service. It's like avoida as a korbon. That's why because kohanim can only be bishas avoida as a tzimu, and the tefillah is a chafetz of tefillah. How is that? Why is that a halacha? Xeras HaKos of the Raisa that we learn from the Avoida that the Birkas Kohanim has to be done, the Nisias Kapayim, you have to raise your hands. Why in the world do we need to raise our hands in Birkas Kohanim? Number three, why is specifically according to the Bach, the Dvar Torah after Birkas Kohanim, the Dvar Torah after Birkas HaTorah is specifically Birkas Kohanim? Why Birkas Kohanim? Number four, why is the Vov Hei of Ksuba relates to the Shem Vav Hei? To tell you that Noshim without Ksuba is Plag Shem. Why in the world Ksuba has to do with the Vav Hei? And number five, which is very important, when Chazal went to say that the Kiddushin, Leska Ksuba, the Lesba Tigra, the Tigra is specifically said on Ksuba. Why is Dafka Ksuba has Tigra? Okay, to answer all these five questions, as we know, we are doing this Fasemis. So we are going to start the Fasemis on Tafresh Mem Gimel on the post of the Gemara Medrash. Yikora him itninim. We know the Kora itninim. Chazal say, the Gemara also, Mikoin Godl Shenichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim. Torah is more precious than a Koin Godl, which is Nichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim. So the obvious question is, in Ken Lamein Tamit Chocham Rosh Lifnais, if Torah is greater than a Koin Godl, why in the world can't a Talmid Chacham go into Kodesh HaKadosh? If he's bigger, let him go in. But he says, Sfasem is something very, very important. Ashnei Madregisem. There are two in life. In the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two Madregas. Torah and Avoida. There is Torah and there is Avoida. Here there's an extra U. This man de boy zochabo. Any Torah is open. Anybody can reach out to Torah. Torah, there are no barriers. Aval mila de kaima beuvda. But anything that has to translate into the world of lemaise, tzorich siata dishmaya. It's not so simple. In other words, to have ideas, Torah, which is separate ideas. There is nothing that stops you from learning. Learning is available and it's there and everybody can reach it. But in Mila de Kaim Beuda, to translate learning into practice, you need Siyata Dishmaya. And by the way, I see this in a daily basis, right, on the Shemitah. To learn about Shemitah, nothing stops you. You could say Chidushim, you could publish, but to take the ideas that you have in Torah, to bring them into the world of Lemaise, that is extremely difficult. And that, Zohar says, Tzorich Siyata Dishmaya. You realize that to bring Torah into the world of Lemaise, you need Siyata Dishmaya. Says, Torah V'Avoida, says the Sfasem, is Nase V'Nishma. Right? Nase is the Avoida, Nishma is Torah. U'bishas Kabbalas HaTorah Zohu, Deisor Shtei Abchinas. That we are Zohar to Nase V'Nishma because we accepted Nase V'Nishma. When we got Chorus Alaluchis, the idea of that we got the Siyata Dishma of Kabbalah Satoira, which is Chorus Alaluchis, Altikere Chorus Elachirus, that freedom in the Nishma state in freedom. Gamata, Kmoshe Mekabel, Kor Mekabel of Torah, Malibim Torah is very easy. You Mekabel of Torah, they take away all the impediments. Maviri mimenu or malchus or der cheres. Kabbalah Satoira is very easy because the cherus of Matan Torah stayed with Talmud Torah. Ve'en lecha ben choyra, which is therefore to achieve cherus, which is the cherus that was given at that time in Har Sinai, is dafka by Torah. V'anase, but however, on the b'chinas ha'maise, shechatanu bo, because we did egal, right? We are choite, we destroyed our maise. Chazal say, the chotu b'maise, sorech yigia rabba. At this, today, there are many impediments. The cheirus of Matan Torah became bottle on the world of Maise. In the world of practice, there are so many katrig. That's why the Zohar says in this chapter, the Shmaya. So therefore, the avoida, there are many, many, many impediments, and there are many barriers, and there are many boundaries. That's why you have tchumin ugvulin. Not everybody, you can go anywhere you want, they're hagbolas. Koyin Levi Israel Azola Echal Rikoide Shakudoshim. She no yocha le kanizak bimida ugvul. He can only go in bigvul. That chirus was taken away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give you a chesed elyon to allow you to do the avoida. Achein al ide ha-toira, but toira has an unbelievable ability. Yechol v'gam lide ha-maise. But once you have toira, Torah is mevil de maise. Torah gives you a siyata dishmaya to be able to perform avoida. Kasher tolta kol b'chol zeh, the Torah was always toile in Torah. Kmo shekozim shamoa tishmo, shaygol foda kilo iskai masiya biyadeim tal kol b'shmiya. Im shamoa tishmo, they know that the maise can only be miskai if you have Torah. So the first idea of avoida is the bitul ha'odom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, in other words, here he's saying a givaldik yachidush, that the b'chinas ha'asiyah, that we said that you need a siyata nishmaya, the b'chinas avoida first is to mevatel a person to make himself into a clear icon. Then there is a hashpo of Torah, and the hashpo of Torah is able to change the avoida. Kach zoich lesaken asiyah lidei Torah. Uchsiv kol chafatzecha lo yishuvah. All the ma'asim are not comparable to Torah. ובמקום אחר כסיב כל החפוצים דרשו חזל אף כל המצווה, זה אין שוב דרך בתוירה. כל חפציך means חפצי מצווה. יש לו בקרה שדי שכל חפציך לא שוות וכל בצויד וחפציך. The person has כל חפציך. If you are in the idea that nothing is like תוירה, חפציך מלושון חפץ, which is desire, if you מבטל you desire את הקודש בוחו, then kacha toira chashuv lefod v'saken v'satoira, so we call chafot v'admises. And then the toira is misaken and is able to be goymer the ma'isa. Ken misaken v'sek ha-toira, so the isek ha-toira comes to go ahead. If the seder avoida, you create a beetle, creating that beetle allows to the ora toira to permeate, because toira, there are no barriers. That's odom kiyomus be'ohel. It's going to say that the misa be'ohel allows the person to have, like Baruch Hu Divadu, we spoke about the gishmak of Torah, the or ha-Torah. So the avoida is a chona to allow the beetle for Torah to shine. And so therefore, a Kohen Gadol can say that avoida, you need Kohen Gadol, even though Torah is yikora himipninim, but that's not avoida. That's Torah. The Seder HaTorah is greater, but the Seder HaTorah can only shine in the world of Lemaise if Avoida precedes it. Therefore, Torah doesn't allow you to do Avoida, because Avoida creates the procedure to allow Torah to shine, and then Torah finishes and finalizes Avoida. Fasemes in Tefreshnum explains even deeper. Obe Medrashikor mipnim shlofnafnim. There is a specific time and there is a specific situation. In the world of physics, which is Oilam Shona Nefesh, which is the space, the humans, and time, right? The Oilam Shona Nefesh of the Sefer Yetzirah, Yesh Chiluki Madregos. Is tachas hashamayim, it's physical. And therefore, that you have some graduation, you have a taxonomy. Mokim uzman yuchel chol chefetz. You have special mokim uzman to whatever you do. Aval ha-toira shimin hashamayim, toira is in hashamayim, ksiv ba aruka meretz midah. Toira is something infinite. If you are mevatel the physical, the spiritual can go. She lemala mikol ili ischalkus amadrigus. Toira zikora mipninim, because it's above the physical boundaries. Velachena toira mishivas nefesh kol echad ad leshosho. Torah allows you to elevate. The Torah is bringing Kedusha into Elam Hazeh. Sheba Torah Sheile Male Mislab Shasa Teva. Torah is something above the Teva. Bizman Mokim Yuchad. That's why Torah does no Zman. Because Torah is above Teva. It's our ability to go to the world of Chayrus, which is the world of thought, which is the world of spirituality, which is the world that was never bottle of Kabbalah Satoira. So Koyach HaTorah has the ability to, once you bring to the world, is besak and everything. Ki be'emes kol ha-kilkulim nasir ad-yachet tovera, odi kilkulim tovera, ve'atoira shpichtes chayim, she'im taro b'zrav klaz, you realize the Torah is, they were not choyte b'nishma. Lachen lekach tov, that's why it's called lekach tov. So it comes out like this, and the Sasem is explained so many times, that if you are mevatel the physical, which is avoid is the beetle of the physical. Now you could understand, by the way, why is avoid as miloshim avdus. That's what he's going to say. Avdus is that the Eved realizes that he has less lebigar miklum. All that feel is leman shmoi be'ava, is the beetle of Adam, for him to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to elevate himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mevatel. Mevigoyel livnei v'deihem leman shmoi be'ava. That's avoida. Avoida is to turn us into an Eved. Once you mevatel the physical with the gather of avoida, that's why avoida is miloshon Eved. Miloshon Eved, which is the beetle of Adam. Once you have the beetle of Adam in Olam Hazeh, you are mevatel Olam Hazeh, so the spiritual of above Olam Hazeh can shine. That's why Torah is the Avchelek of Avoida. In the world of Avoida, there are boundaries. If the Avoida achieves its objective, Torah can then bring Kedusha and spirituality to the world of physical, and it finalizes Goymer da Avoida. It's always Nase and then Venishma. The Nase, there are many Kilkuli and many preventions, but the person is Mevatel the Olam Hazeh. All the Nase today is not to perform mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh, is to be Mevatel Olam Hazeh to it. Says the Sfasemes, and goes back now to Tafrish Mevov. This is the same idea of Birkas Kohanim. Koi Sevorchu Vescha Legoi Godol. Koi Sevorchu comes from Avraham Avinu, Vescha Legoi Godol, Veheye Brocha. Ve'ine, Shekudosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Shemo Mel Avraham, Lech Lecho Me'artzecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, Lech Lecho Me'artzecha. Go away from your land, meaning go away from the physical. U'bitel Kol Hateva. Avraham Avinu is Mevatel Kol Hateva. Always went against nature, right? He left the world of physical, his own home. Upirish atzmo mikulam, v'aledei ze atzmo mikulam nasiya brocha. Therefore, the brocha, which is the spirituality, can come because the brocha is connecting it to the source of brocha, which is the world of the spiritual, which can then permeate and bring the ribui to Olam Hazeh. Brocha, we know that's ribui. Ein brocha mitzuya ella bedovar hasomim ha'ayim mishlem v'shlechas brocha basamecha is only bedovar hasomim ha'ayim. Anything which is physical, which is boundaries, no brocha. Brocha is kibiyochol taking away ribui in this world of bida. So therefore, that brocha says is what davka by Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu was able to be mevatel the world of mindset. V'nimshach kiyum liyado liyadia ki kiyum kol ha'teva lidit lizborach. The kiyum ha'teva, Avraham is tse me'antigdinu shalcha. The antagdidus of Avraham Avinu is to get out of the tzadidus. That a person to realize that the whole world of teva, there is something beyond, is to be mevatel the world of teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him the world of teva, and he was mevatel the world of teva, that's off of Eifer, by being mevatel the world of teva, then brocha can be chal. וכמו כן נזכר מצורי בכלל שהם נפרושים מאנשי הטבע, ומפעד במידה שמישהו חרב לגבוק מדבר שמומה, that's why the Torah was given דווקא in המוקו מדבר, with ביטול הטבע, ולכן נמצר הברוכה בידיהם. So the idea of brocha, which brocha meaning the world in itself is missing brocha. The world of missing brocha means that the world of physical has boundaries. Brocha is ribui, is breaking away in some ways the physical, and therefore can only be chal if a person is mevatel himself. Or bifrat hakohanim. That's why they want to bring brocha dafka the kohanim. Shein lem chelek baris, because they have nothing of physical. They don't own anything of physical. Ve'ayu mifroshim lakavoidas amigdash. Hem hayu mivorchim lakol. Therefore, the parsha of Birkas Kohanim is Parsha's Nozir. to tell you, when you get away from the teva, you could get the brocha lemala min teva. Ubitul is zildover zel kiuma. That's why the bitul hateva is in essence the kiuma teva. That's why by vorech loikim is yom hashvi, because the yom hashvi that you mevatel the mindset, that you go ahead and you do nothing, you're mufrash in the world of asiya, of physical asiya, dafka is yore the brocha kol ha-mindset, shesh bitul ha-teva v'chol mindset gashmi, v'lachem mekor ha-brocha. And that's why the siyud and Shabbos Kodesh are the two, I can negate the three brochas, because you eat and you read something without any asiya, which is physical. That's why Vishes Kodosh of Loye. And he explains that in Tafresh Mimzaim, Koisevor, Koshem, Nisrum, Kilam Shechabrocha Ledei. Klalisol can be Mam Shechabrocha. Yixfil Yisomushviam Nisrum, Deisa, Inkli Machzi Brocha La Sholem. The only thing that could be Machzi Brocha is Sholem. Via Shlemus, it only comes to Klalisol. She Nikro Hasholomis, Ubi Midrash Uma Shemi Simon La Sholem Bechol Yoim. Klalisol is the Sholem. Sholem is that we create a synchrony. We are Mevatel Olam Hazet to Olam Haba. Meaning we connect, we create a shlemus, we create a reconciliation between the world of physical and the world of spiritual. That's a brocha, the world of spiritual can only go when the world of physical is destroyed, and that's the shlemus. We need the kli lekabel. The kli lekabel is the beetle, because kli reka the kabel. So says the Sfas Emes, this idea that we spoke all the time, that for a person, for the Malchus to be Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need Kli Reikon, is because the world of physical is the world of boundaries. If we break the world of physical and we are Mashlim, we create a Sholem with the world of spiritual, then spirituality can be Chal, because there are no boundaries and there is no quote unquote the Kitru of the world of physical. In the world of physical, there is a Kitru because there is no Cherus, and that comes from the world of physical of what Egel. Because you realize the Egel, right? The Egel is not against Nishma. The Egel was that in the world of physical, people believed that you needed an intermediary. So it's the idea of the world of physical, they separated from Kedusha. They made it a Metzius b'fnei Atma that you needed an Egel to be an intermediary. And that's why the world of physical, as long as it's separate, there's no Brocha, because it's bound by boundaries and Kitru. If you're mevatel olam hazeh, so the time of the eagle doesn't exist, and the nishma can permeate into the world of physical. So all the naseh today is not work with the world of physical, but is to be mevatel the world of physical. That's why chaye shol, which is the bakosha of the world of physical, is avoida. We do it only leman shmoi. That's why the only tefillah that works is that you are working not for yourself, but you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why tefillah is avdus. So Bimela, by the way, this answers all the questions just asked before. We asked before, why is tefillah avoida? Because what's korban? Is that you take the physical and you destroy the physical by connecting to Kodesh Bohu. You create sholem bepamale sholmala because you break the physical. You destroy, that's why the korban is always burning. That's ishel Hashem. So the concept of avoid of tefillah is that tefillah is ke'eved lifnei ha-melech, ein yad eved is ki'yad raboy, to be mevat yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shmashpia b'debrocha. That's why tefillah is avoida, because avoid is the concept of eved, as you're going to explain, which is the concept of the beetle of Adam, and the chayi shoh is dafka to be mevatel the chayi shoh. If you do that, Birkas Kohanim can be Chal. That's why Birkas Kohanim can only be Chal when Yish Bishas Avoida. Therefore, the Shas Avoida is the Raisa, because the Korbonis in itself, themselves, not that the Korbonis can bring the concept of Brocha. The Avoida Sheba Korbonis, which is the Bitul of Olam Hazet HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create Ashlemus, Mimela Tfila is in the same way. So says the Beb Brocha, that is actually the Raisa. By the way, if you look in Kiddushin, 9-7 Nishma is the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey. Yud and the Hey is the Osh, Ish, Ve'isha, Sholom, Be'neim, Shechina, Be'neim. That's the connection and the love, the spiritual ideas and the connection between the Ish, Ve'isha. That's Yud and the Hey. But Ksuba is taking that love and translating it to physical obligation. I'm going to give you parnosa. I'm going to support you. I will have kibiyochol a physical dimension and obligation. That's why it's connected the vav and the hay. The vav and the hay is the connection of the vav, which is a vav connected to the world of physical, which is hay. That's why the Gro always says the mitzvah is connected the vav and the hay. Right? Vav is connected the mitzvah's eser, which is connected to Boho. Hay is the boundaries of mitzvah's leisaseh. That's what the Gro says. So therefore, Ksuba is not stam vav and the hay, because Ksuba is taking the love, the ava, the achva, the shalom, the reyus, bringing it into the world of physical. He's taking the nishma into nase. And the, only after the nase, the nishma has. And therefore, pilegesh, which is just love without any obligation, which I'll bring it to physical, that's called plagshem. And therefore, the tigra, where is the kitru? Is dafka by the physical in the Olam Hazeh. The love, there's no tigra. Because on the nishma, there was never tigra. Right? Because we're never choyte ben nishma. We only choyte ben nase. And therefore, Chazal say the tigra is dafka, the machloikes, the kitrugim, the limitations, the boundaries in the world of nase. And the world of nase is the world of ksuba. That's why Chazal say, leka ksuba, the lespa tigra. But you realize something. So like he says, look what he says here. Velachenim, כמו בית המקדש בכל מקום, ולא כסים בכל מקום המוקים. זאת אומרת, זה וכן בניין בית המקדש, נכסים בכל המוקים אשר אזכיר שמי. לא כסים בכל מוקים, אלא בכל המוקים אשר אזכיר. With the idea, היינו, שמוקים שכולל כל המקומים. בית המקדש is the concept of מוקים. וכמו יש זמנים שכולל כל הזמן, ושהשלים שנצמאו למשון הנפש של ידי הברוכה. ברוכה is only the world is the תיקון. ובית המקדש is a place where you מבטל את הקודש ברוך הוא. Shabbos is the time. ויקה שפירוש כחלק שלמטו פלג גופה is the feeling that when a person is here, is only פלג גופה. Like a pilagish. Sholem is the idea that we are in the head of a Kodesh Boch. Sholem is the realization that we are not. Oilam Hasiya is garnished without a Kodesh Boch. That beetle of the separateness is the tikkun chateigel. Chateigel was the idea that the Oilam Hazeh is here on its own and we have an egel to be madrichas. The beetle of Oilam Hazeh saying that we can't do without a Kodesh Boch. We are here, Leman Shmoy. That's the shleimus that allows brocha to be chal. Vezeo arebes nisias kapayim. That's why you take and you raise the hands. Koshikosav, siu yedechem koidesh. Yad humokim, koshikosav, bezoichol. Yad, we know yod shlodom kyar balarba. You have to raise the physical to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The reason why you need nisias kapayim, because the world of physical, you have to be mevatel, you have to raise it to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and only then brocha can be chal. Bina nete yodcha. Vedechem koidesh, יד מהכוח ששלם בקדושה והכוין בג מחלק שלמטה מחלק שלמעלה. And that's why the coin. The coin is the one we all know the Maral says, coin is 75, because it's between the 7 and the 8. He realized the 7 is not anything on its own. He needs to connect to Kodesh Boho. That's kind of Yisa Aris Yadav, who are coin, shal coin, v'acheshek it Avrom. And that's Avrom Avinu, like we saw before, which is V'heye Brocha. By the way, and that's what he says, so we come to come to call count for the Indian. He say that avoidas misavidus. Avoida is bibchinas avdus. She is bibchinas bonim vavodim. Ubibchinas evid is chilukim, avodim besorim. Once you have taxonomy, ki evid lifnei amelech, there are many madrigas. וכפי אבוידה בשביל שבת כך חשבו, זה depends כמו שהוא מבט למסב את הקודש בוחו, ובחינס בונים, הבן איכן שהוא בנו של מלך, the son, there's no barriers. That's why בחינס בונים is Torah and is brocha, that breaks all the barriers. If בבחינס עבד, we are מבט אלו אלם הזה, the brocha can be חל. וזהו חביב, וזהו יסי בתורה, שנקרא בונים המחפשים בגינה של מלכה. And that's what he says, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tovim, כמו בחג הפסח, כי ביונתם ובחינס עבדוס, all the idea, מה העבוד הזו יש לכם, the whole idea of the Yom Tovim is taking the world of physical and be מקרב את הקודש בוחו, that's why there is a פני אל הזורה, and that's עתה וחרטנו. And that's why, as a mitzvah, there is aliyas regolim, the regal, meaning the physical, you have to be male. And that's why tefillah is also avoided. It's chayei shor, Lefi Amok Ibn Zman. So the whole idea of tefillah and the idea of yontif is all the void of Elam Hazeh that we have to be mevatel Elam Hazeh to allow Elam Haba to shine. That's brocha. But Shabbos is b'chinas bonim, and that's why Shabbos is lemala min amokim bechol moshrei sechem, and that's Torah chayi olam. So Mimela, you could understand something very valid. That's why avoida precedes. If you have avoida, which is the bitul of chayi shod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the brocha can be chal. That's why, because kohanim has to be after avoida. It doesn't have to be shas avoida. You need the avoida to precede to allow the brocha. That's why the physical, you have to be mildly the physical. You have to transcend the physical for the brocha to be chal. That's why the yad, which is mokim, which is the asiya. That's what the Zohar says. Always the physical relates to the yadayim. You have to raise the yadayim to be able for the brocha to be chal. And that is a din deraisa. We asked, why is Birkas Kohanim the paradigm of Torah? Because that's it. To bring a person has to realize that learning Torah is bringing brocha to Elam Hazeh. Therefore, Chazal made that the brocha that you do, the Dvar Torah that you do after Birkas HaTorah, what's the paradigm of Birkas HaTorah? Is Dafka Birkas Kohanim. Because Birkas Kohanim is exactly what Torah does. It's shining spirituality into this world. That's why Odom Kiyomus Be'oyel. The same way that all the Tnoim of Birkas Kohanim, which is bringing Dusha to Elam Hazeh by being mevatel the world, that's exactly what Torah does. It brings transcendence, it brings ribu, it brings breaking the boundaries into Elam Hazeh. That's why it's Yikora Himipninim. What Brocha does, that's what Torah is all about. That's why Torah and Brocha is Hanach. That's why the Bach says that you have to learn Torah, where the Birkas of Torah, what is the Dvar Torah that is the paradigm of the Brocha, is specifically Birkas Kohanim. And Mimeli could understand why is the Koyen, and why Nisias Kapayim, why you need Bishas Avoida, right? And why tefillah is taker avoida? Because korbonos were bottled. The avoida was never bottled. The avoida of the tefillah is the exact same thing with a korbonos achieved avoida, which is the beetle of Elam Hazeh, is a part of Elam Hazeh, which is not disconnected, which is connected. Tikkun chadaegel continues. That's why the ultimate tefillah is avka tefillah samincha, right? Because tefillah samincha is a time the person can forget about Kadosh Baruch Hu, have a world which is completely separate. That's why Chet Etz Hadas, which created this disconnection, which today need us to be connecting, happened avka leman achyoma, right? We all know that this happened, that leman achyoma, Leruach Hayom, Leruach Hayom, the Targum is Betargum, Leman Hayom, the Man Hayom, this ties at the time of Mincha, Chet, it's a das, it's Bishasa Mincha. Why? Because Shasa Mincha is when the world is separate. You have to be mevatel the world and connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to elevate the physical to Mesaken Chet Egel. If you're levatel, if you're mevatel the physical and you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Brocha Kubichal, and that's what Torah in Olam Hazeh. So it comes out the avoida to Birkas Kohanim is the Yomus be'ohel to Torah. And that's exactly what Ksuba. Ish v'isha, the love of a couple, is a love, but it's ethereal, it's out there. To bring into Elam Hazeh, you need the obligation. You need the shibud to each other. You need the chiyuvim to each other, right? That chiyuvim to each other is the vav hei. And if you have the vav hei, then the yud hei is a shema sholem. And we spoke so many times, yud ki vav ki is b'chinas arachamim. The yud hei without the vav hei, we spoke about it, that's midas sadin, because it's something that can permeate into Elam Hazeh. So yud and hei, which is the plug shem, that's midas adin, when he can go, is the brocha to bechal Elam Hazeh, is when Elam Hazeh is bottled to each other, right? Which is the concept of ksuba. Mimela, chazal or mesaken, that specifically, the birchas ha-Torah that we say, that we are, what is the chavts of Torah? The chavts of Torah is a chavts of birchas kohanim. So specifically, the dvar Torah that we read after learning, saying Birkas HaTorah, is specifically Birkas Kohanim, because that is the idea of bringing Kedusha betoch Elam Hazeh, not only breaking Kedusha Elam Hazeh, but actually having breaking the boundaries of Elam Hazeh. Brocha is the ribui of Elam Hazeh. Yivorechacha, there's a concept of brocha, of ribui. that is breaking the world of Tzomim and Ayin. If anybody who is Ayin Sholet is in a brocha sholet, the davar hamonu v'hamodud, there is no brocha if you put boundaries. The idea is once you break the boundaries, brocha can be chal. And that's why Chazal always say there is not brocha shayach, v'davar hamonu v'hamodud. You go ahead and you count and you measure things, there is no brocha. And therefore, if you say, Hasholiach brocha bakri hazeh, the Gemara says, if you say, you send me a brocha, if you already counted and you measured, there is no brocha. Because brocha is being mevatel olam hazeh. It's a brocha, is something lemalem olam hazeh, lemalem mikol hagdorim. And the tnai for it to be chal is to break those boundaries. Avoid that breaks the boundaries. Odom kiyomus be'al. Chazal u'misaki b'chazat Torah, specifically because b'chazat Torah, after b'chazat Torah, the paradigm of Torah is birkas kohanim. And we have Kodesh Boch indeed allow us to experience the brocha, the ruch nisoel mazeh, breaking the boundaries, which is Torah, which is the matzav of chorus, cheirus alaluchos, and that's shayach only at the world of nishma. After the world of nishma, the world of Torah can come, and that is indeed bigger than anything else that we could do. Olam hazeh.
The idea that like you're saying, that you have to clear away. So I saw recently from Rabbi Yosef Engel in this Shev Din Chemta, he said that the malach who takes us out of, who makes us forget our Torah, is the could possibly be the Yitzhara. And he says we really were taught the whole Torah to begin with, and all our whole avaida in this world is just to remove that covering. Of the forget to get back.
Givaldic.
Is this the same idea?
Yes, the same idea, right? You have to be, in other words, you have to break avoida to be able to, for Torah, to be chal.
Right.
Yomus be'ol. All of life is yomus be'ol.
Right.
Odom ki yomus be'ol.
And what's shot that it's set up that way? That we had this malach, we had this, and then he comes, and then the whole, it's almost like the avoida is just about removing, and then Hashem is mash and whatever is left.
See, the poshup shot is, this is the chet of etzadas, right? Chet of etzadas is the chet eagle. Chet etzadas is the hafroda, that we made olam hazeh nifrad. The olam hazeh is a separate entity, right? The world of etzadas before was obvious. Today there is a barrier. There is lata chet of abisapeches. Exactly chet eagle, right? Chet eagle, they thought that they need olam hazeh to have a guidance and to have a separate anhoga of olam hazeh. Right, which is the same idea of Acher, the same idea of Sep. That idea of the separateness is what creates the barrier. That's the world of Shikha, right? The world of Shikha is that. That's why Shivre Luchois is Zokin Sheshochach Talmudoi, right? The mere fact that you can forget is because it's not obvious. Something that is Munach, the Gemara says, right? V'zochartis b'ris Yaakov v'fris b'tzitzcho v'fris Avrom. So it doesn't say Zchira b'Yitzchak, why? Because a fora is tzovru munach lefora b'mizbeach, something that's in front of you, you can't forget. The word of forgetfulness is the word of shikha, right? The word which is separate. That malach that makes you forget is the same tikkun of the yetzahor. That's what he's saying, yeah. Which is the yetzahor of chet etadas, the yetzahor of the chet eagle, right? That's why the shikha is only shayach then.
Mm-hmm.
Davka,
mm-hmm.
By the way, it's me. The one who doesn't have shikha is who? Yitzchak. Why? Because he was mevatel olam hazeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He was offered tzovor mundach l'fonem ha-mizbeach. He was an oil atmima. All his life, he was mevatel olam hazeh. It's called ketzchai. That's why there's no schira, because he doesn't have to be remembered. So the idea of shikha, so he realized that what he says is givaldik adroid. The Torah is something, and Torah, there are no barriers. The barriers of olam hazeh is the barriers of asiyah. You have to be mevatel the world of asiyah for the world of ruchnius to be able to be chal. That's it.
Wow.
So all the tainas of shikha is that.
Right. And also the Yitzhak represents Gura. He represents Mesiras Nefesh, right? So is this idea that if you put in the effort and the work, then meaning, because Torah is malam yasagisenu, like the morale rights and everything. So we're not we can't get there. But if we remove all the covering and all this, then through Mesiras Nefesh, through all this, then we can get to the Torah.
Yagato matzata. Remember, the Goyen always says Yagato matzata, the yegia, but then it's metzia, is there. There's no boundaries, right? So right. Torah is there, right? Is matzasa.
Right. There. Just for us to get there, we have to put in this whole
So avoida leads to brocha. That's because kohanim. Because kohanim, you need the shes kapayim, we need the tocha avoida. That the tocha avoida brocha can be chal. That's givaldik. And that's how davka kohanim, they have no chelik in their soul. So all of our avoida is to allow the nase, to allow the nishma. But they say it's very givaldik. It's not that you have to bring the nishma. Nishma is there. It's a givaldik thing.
Right. It's automatic almost.
Yeah. Yes.
And we know we still have this day because in Shemana Esrei we have Ritei, is Avoda, and then right in the Siyas Kabayim, the Berachas Kohanim. So it's even.
And that's Dafka by Sim Sholem, right? You realize that Brocha can only be Chav, there is Sim Sholem. That's what he's saying. Right. Or if there is Sholem Bimroimav, if there is Shleimus, that there is no two separate worlds, then the Brocha can be Chav. That's why Birkas Kohanim leads you to Sholem, because then there's no break at this time. So that's Givaldik Admoit.
Right, there's a Mishnah somewhere, right? Like Machzik Kli Bracha Ela Hashem.
Yeah, lo, yeah. The Gemara says, right? Lo Motza Kudosh Baruch Hu Kli. The end of the Shnayis. Lo Motza Kudosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha Lisrael Ela Sholem. Shenem Hashem Oiz Lamuiter Shem Yivorech Esamu Vashem. Hashem Yivorech Esamu Vasholem. Bracha can only be held in the world of Sholem. That's it.
Right, because if not, it needs to go into. If it's full with other things, it can't be held. But if it's there. And
that's how you see this Fasemis is learning clear Reikan Machzik. Clear Reikan Machzik is that you have to be Mevatel Olam Hazeh. Because the only time it could be Chal, that there is no boundaries of Olam Hazeh if you're Mevatel Olam Hazeh, that's clear Reikan. The clear to be Machzik is Reikan, has to be Reikan. That's why Yitzchok is the one, there's no Shikha, there's the one that Brocha by Vorcheyo. Being all the Brocha is always by Yitzchok, right? By Vorcheyo, by Imza Mea Shorim, Brocha is by Yitzchok. All broch is beitchu because it's not dover hamodu v'amonui.
Right.
It's a very good right. That's all it says broch, right?
Right.
Mia shorim.
Wow.
Givaldik tzvi. Guys, this is a very important svasemes. That's how to learn to understand Torah as a form of brocha.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.